Proverbs 11:2 says, "When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom." When people hear me talk about pride being a sin and the need to be humble, many people get the wrong idea. And those wrong ideas come from the tendency to see things in the extreme. For example, pride is a sin, but many people only think of the extreme examples, some of which we've mentioned, like so-called gay pride parades and all the filth involved in that, or some loudmouth who's always boasting about how great he is. Some of you older people might think of Muhammad Ali. Some of the people my age and younger would think of rappers in rap music. But pride is a matter of the heart and only occasionally really reveals itself out of the mouth. The fact is, most unsaved people remain unsaved because they are in bondage to their pride. They simply won't admit that they're sinners, and they'll say something like, "I'm not that bad," or in their pride, they refuse to just recognize their need of salvation. "I'm okay." It's also pride that makes them worry about what the rest of the world thinks, and what the world or their friends and co-workers and others would say if they openly profess to be a born-again believer in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I recently heard a clip of a comedian, Dennis Miller, introducing a fellow comedian and a former host of Saturday Night Live in their segment called Weekend Update, Norm MacDonald. Dennis had Norm on the phone, and Norm had claimed recently, openly, in an interview, to be a Christian. But when Dennis introduced Norm, he said he had heard that Norm had become born again. Dennis uttered it mockingly, and Norm, you could just hear him muttering in the background, no, laughing. That's pretty much the picture that I've seen many times through the years. People are introduced to Jesus Christ, they're given the gospel, but the mockery of the world is just too much. They just can't handle it. And in their pride, they deny Christ and His commandment, saying, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." It's simply a fact. To be saved is to be lowly. You have to lose your pride, admit your guilt, turn from the world, and turn to the lowly Savior, Jesus Christ. But when you read the gospel accounts, Jesus isn't weak or timid or just a doormat for people to step all over. When we say the word lowly, a lot of times we think of the extremes. And sadly, it's taught that way by some misguided teachers. To be lowly doesn't mean that you're quiet all the time and you have your head hanging down and looking up at others with fear and trembling. That's another extreme, and it's simply a false notion of what it means to be lowly and humble. Just think of that phrase in this proverb, "With the lowly is wisdom." The lowly do not cower. The lowly has his head up. It's not cocked back with an arrogant snarl looking down on people. He looks at you eyeball to eyeball with respect and interest. The lowly doesn't have a problem looking you in the eye, and when he does, his countenance displays strength, courage, love, and compassion all at once. The lowly man of God gives a firm handshake, looks you in the eye, and speaks with authority, just like Jesus. We read in Matthew 11:29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." But we also read in Mark 1:22, "And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes." Jesus Christ was no Mr. Rogers. He was not a hymn hauler. He wasn't like Joel Osteen and these other TV preachers who just tell you what you want to hear so that you'll send your money in and keep watching. You know, that same truth we find in Moses. We read in Numbers 12:3, it says, "Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth." But he wasn't weak. He was a man's man. Meekness is not weakness. Keep that in mind when you read about the lowly. And as we read in this proverb, "But with the lowly is wisdom."